Hello and welcome to another episode of Joe's Reading List, brought to you from the chair that Joe sits in to read. Brilliant stuff. Anyway, I just finished another book. It's called Salamander by Nick Keim, and it's the first book in the Tome of Fire trilogy from the Bacra Library, and I'm excited to talk about it. So let's get started. Salamander is a book published by the Black Library, and as everything published by the Black Library, it is focused around the Warhammer universe. This one in particular is focused around the Warhammer 40,000 universe. So if you're not a fan of sci-fi based on plastic little soldiers, then I would say you pass on. But this is a great action book. The book is called Salamander, and it's based on the Salamanders chapter, who are Space Marines. Now, for anyone who doesn't know about this, Space Marines are basically super soldiers that kill aliens. Simple enough premise. But they're very confusing chaps, and they have lots of thoughts and rivalries and such forth. But this book is quite interesting, as it's charting the progress of essentially a company of these soldiers following an ancient prophecy left by their Primarch, which is like their founder, who died 10,000 years before. And essentially the story ends up on a planet that's volcanic and dying, which mirrors their own planet, but as if it's a mirror into the future. So it's giving them a sort of vision of what will happen to their home world. And essentially they're fighting both aliens, orcs and traitors. And lots of twos and throws. It's a great ending, it's a great book. Some of the characters are hard to differentiate from each other for a while due to the names of the characters, I felt. But apart from that, I think it's an absolutely excellent rip-roaring adventure book. It's not your Tolstoys, it's not your Wordsworth classics, but, you know, you want to sit something down to read and enjoy before going to sleep or on the commute. It's just a fascinating little escape, and if you're a fan of 40k and Warhammer in itself, then you'll really enjoy it. I really enjoyed it, and it was quite nice to get off the Horus Heresy series of the Black Library and read something else. It had a nice depth to it as well, and the characters did feel like they were multidimensional, which for some sci-fi and is not always the case. So anyway, that's my book review of it. I hope you enjoyed this. As ever, you know, do get in touch. And it's been great to have your time. Goodbye and have a great day.